Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib D, the audio daily dose of daf. The shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes away. We're looking at Yuma 59, talking about the midday and what it relates to. Rabba Bar Rav Shila said it means that the blood is sprinkled upon the midpoint of the altar halfway up its wall. And the term purity is used here in the sense in which people say it became bright when it is midday. That context, purity or brightness, refers to the midpoint of the day. The Mishnah uses the term to refer to the midpoint of the altar wall. I often think, and I often reflect, how much more productive I can feel at a certain point of the day. We actually discussed this in grad school, or we discussed this over the years. When should you try to get work done? And people talk about this in different professions. When should you try to get things done? You should do it during your most productive hours. When are your most productive hours? So for a lot of people, it's like morning to midday. They talk about that 2:30 feeling. They talk about the 4 o'clock feeling. For those of you who have 9 to 5 days, I do not envy you. Those days are very, very long, very difficult. It's very hard to be productive that amount of time. The Gemara talks about the midpoint of the day when you're shining bright. That's when we should really try to get a lot done. That's when we should try to be most productive. It's much harder for me to do recordings at nighttime, which is when I usually do them, because I'm much more tired after a long day. During the day, if I have breaks or have lunch or whatnot, or I'm off or whatnot, it's much easier for me to do it during the day. If I have to get things done and I have a break, I want to throw in the laundry, or I want to do this, I want to do that, it's much easier during the day. Thank God in the Board of Ed, I have an 8 to 3 day, and it's a shorter day, and built into that day, besides for the 4 hours of seeing kids, you have to see 8 kids a day, 30-minute sessions, so 4 hours. The other 2.5 hours, you know, I have my planning time, I have my lunch and my documentation time. We build it in so that it could be a productive day. Make sure that your days are productive, and make sure you use the time when you are most productive to get the most done. If you want to do the daf, you want to learn something, you want to listen to something, don't listen at 10 o'clock at night when you're verklempt from the whole day. That's the time to chill out, relax, and maybe go to sleep. Or maybe watch something that doesn't require, you know, you to actually pay attention so much. But if you want to do the daf, maybe do it on the way to work, on the way back from work. Maybe do it during your lunch break. Do it at a time when you're most productive. Just as the Gemara talks about midday, when things are shining the brightest, so too use your productive times when you shine brightest, when you are most productive throughout your day. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 60 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.